500. It is April 18th, 2006. Welcome to Audio On Demand. My inaugural burp there for every show. It seems like I always have a burp at every show. Let me check the quality
like
of this
it's
recording.
Recording properly. My device here lost its memory a few days ago and had to boot up from the ROM.
And it looks like it's still working. It sat in my car over the weekend, and just wanted to make sure the date and time are completely off. It's actually about a quarter till five, and it's showing that the time is about 8:15 a.m. And the date is somewhere in 2002, so I need to sit down and do that. So, what's been going on? Well, let's see. Since the last time I've talked to you, I had got all geeked up about a week or so ago. And I purchased a couple of JBL speakers for the new band. For my own use and for the band use, and kind of got into a little bit of trouble with the wife on that. Those actually arrived on Thursday, and guess what else happened on Thursday? Major car repairs on the Acura Legend. I just bought this car in February, and I just got into work. I commute every day, if you haven't listened to the cast in the past. And just as I was turning the corner into work there, I had some grinding and some really bad noise coming from the right rear wheel tire thing. At first I thought, well, maybe I've got a piece of rock or something wedged in between the brake and the brake caliper and the rotor, and maybe it'll work itself out. When I got to work, I went ahead and called the shop that I'd taken to the first time to get the oil changed. I'm pretty impressed with the shop. They do a lot of good data collection, data recording. Went over the car, basically didn't find anything wrong with it, other than a wheel boot thing that was wrong with it. Not a major thing, a $50 repair, and I said, well, I'll have that done next time I'm in for an oil change. I'll let you have the car for a day or for the day. And so anyway, I called them up and said, well, you know, I need an oil change and I've got some problems with the brake. I want you to check that out. And come to find out, it is what I suspected it may have been. Kind of my worst case scenario, and that's what it was. It's something that happened to my other car. In January, I think it was. What happened is the caliper froze closed and basically burned the brake out on that one particular wheel. Which means that they wanted to go ahead and replace the caliper. The rotor will need to be replaced. The lines will have to be checked and flushed. And oh, while they're at it, they noticed the master cylinder was shot. So I had to get a master cylinder done. While they're at it, recommended to do the other side in case there was an issue. With that. What do we got going on here? Police. Two police vehicles passed me, and I have no idea where the hell they're from. So that was it. Got the oil change, got the boot thing fixed. It was over $1,000, so my wife wasn't very happy with me for spending about $500 on some speakers and an additional $1,200 for the car repair. So, that was kind of annoying in that. And then, let's see, Friday, I caught a ride on Friday or Thursday back home, and I drove my other car work the next day. And now I've got this dilemma where I've got two cars in Lincoln. During the day while I'm there, I got a car in Lincoln, and I've got a car that I'm driving back and forth. So somehow I'm going to have to either get a lift to Omaha, or from Omaha to Lincoln to get that car picked up, or make a trip down to Lincoln some weekday or weekend with the wife if she's game for it. She's not too happy about doing that, but I offered to buy her dinner at probably the best place in town. I don't think she heard me or understood, so. So anyway, Friday I get in, and there I get the computer that I have been so desperately asking for. If you've listened to the cast in the past, I've been having some problems with a Media Center PC that I bought back in December. Sent it back 3 times, had parts switched out, called their god-awful technical support in India. And finally, I've got the new PC. I hooked it up, fired it up, didn't hook it up to the internet right away, and it squeaks. The hard drive squeaks, and I'm not too happy about that, but everything seems to work, so I don't know if that means the hard drive's going to go out or what exactly is going on, but I used it all weekend. I really tried to put some stress on it to see if I can get that hard drive to fail. I have not been able to do that yet. But I think what's going to happen is I'm going to have to call them back again and say, hey, this thing, something is not right with this thing. It squeaks. So anyway, I got that all hooked up. Hey, you know what? It works. The Media Center software works. The video card works. Everything works except for the little squeak. So some of the things I've been doing to kind of test it and stress it out is recording, television shows and that, and playing around with Media Center a little bit, seeing if I can figure out how to get that baby to automatically record at night onto a DVD so that I can watch whatever I record during the day onto a DVD. I need to figure out how to compress things down on the DVD, compress shows on the DVD so that I can watch more than a couple hours on a DVD. I don't know much about video and DVDs, so I'm doing a lot of learning. Last night I started 2 hours, 2 hours, 3 shows, 4 shows, kid shows on a DVD just to see if I could get it to, do its thing, and I think I started that about 7 or 8 o'clock. It wasn't done at 10 o'clock burning the CD, so I don't know. We'll have to see if it was hung or what the deal is. I also got the Microsoft thing working. Basically a remote scheduler. I could be anywhere with internet connectivity, log onto a web page, and tell it to go ahead and record shows for me. So that's nice. Only problem is now I gotta get them to the TV. There's a sneeze that about let me drive off the road. So I got that done. Let's see, Saturday had band practice. Oh, there was another thing I was gonna tell you folks, but I forgot what it was. Hopefully it'll come back to me. Band practice Sunday was kind of a wash. Had dinner at the in-laws, did the Easter thing. Monday, I had the day off. Gas man came over to replace the gas meter. Doing some upgrades, I guess, on gas meters. And at the time, I was out in the front with a boy making a stepping stone out of cement. And his whole plan was to be able to stick his hand or his foot in the cement. And the guy was over there, he got too shy and didn't want to do it. So anyway, he was being a fussy bucket and didn't want to do anything I asked him to. Then finally, in order to get him to do what I wanted him to, he had to go try and stick his foot or hand in the cement, which had been dried, you know, for a couple hours already. So we tried to put his foot in there, and it left a very faint imprint. And then we washed his foot, and he was ready to go for a nap. So he went for a nap. I painted some woodwork trim that I've been wanting to paint for a long time in the front room. Got that done that afternoon. Did a lot of cleaning in the garage, cleaning slash rearranging. I don't know if I cleaned anything. I still have the same amount of junk in the garage, and a majority of it is my wife's crap that may just end up in the dumpster, and she won't know where it's gone. Either that, or I'll dump it down in the basement, which is a plethora of her junk in the basement of odds and ends of crap that I am not quite sure what the hell it is. So, let's see, what else? Media Center, PC, excited about that working. Hopefully it's died, and I can call them up and say, hey, the hard drive's busted. One of the things I need to do is go ahead and burn the image of that computer. They don't send you discs anymore. I gotta get that sucker sent, the old one sent back. I did get most of it transferred over. I believe I got all of it transferred over. Still haven't got WinMX working on the new PC, but I should figure that out, whether I have that PC or not. Got the music files downloaded or transferred. One of the things I found out about network computing is if I have three computers tied to the router, a slow one and two fast ones, and I try and transfer files from the fast one to the fast one using the slow one, all the files have to go through the slow one. So it ties up three computers. Tried that. It was slower than heck because it was going into the wireless computer and back down and around. And I think I ended up canceling some of that. So did that. What else did I learn? Oh, I forgot. I just forgot. It was something I wanted to say. Something to do with that wireless PC. I don't know. So anyway, that's about it. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I'm about to my exit. Hope you have a good day, and see you again next time. Maybe next week, maybe next month, who knows. This is Chris 200 for Audio On Demand. See ya.
Big thing.
Well, you're absolutely right, and thank you, Steve Jobs, for giving us something, a platform that everybody can get to, and
room. Looks almost like an auditorium, I would say. A lot of seats. Somewhat subdued lighting. Here we're trying to find a seat for the great keynote address.
Seats.
I think that's how they do it. We're waiting for the keynote.
This is the, the keynote. Okay. People are filing in now to the room here in Ontario, California. It's very exciting at the beginning. Are we allowed to record stuff? I don't really want to record these I'm just going to take this snippet. Yeah, maybe we'll record like a little bit here or there. Yeah,
yeah, just to have a record, your own record. You know,
yeah.
To listen to it later if you want.
So when the official release comes out with all the edits in it, you'll know how they changed it.
Yep.
What's that?
Way down the end of the hall, where the keynote starts, so I got seated for it. Well, you have to go and stand in line and get your badge and start out. And then when you come out of there, you walk all the way down the very hallway. We're like in the center of halfway now. She's shooting B-roll outside.
B-roll?
Yeah.
Why is she shooting B-roll?
Because she's a video type person.
I don't know. You'll have to ask her when she gets here.
But then would there be A-roll at some point?
Well, that's your background. Don't you know what, A-roll is?
I know what B-roll is.
B-roll, A-roll
like
would
background
be,
material.
A-roll would be like interviews. B-roll would be okay.
Like in between shots and stuff.
Correct. There could be C-roll too.
Indeed. So she's like making a movie about this?
I have no idea. I think she's nude out front.
Yeah.
And she's taping herself.
It's like performance art or something?
Hopefully, and then I'll have to put it on dummycast.com. That's D-U-M-M-Y cast.com.
.com, yeah. Alright.
So we're awaiting.
This is our future, Frank.
This is exciting.
What? Business conferences?
This will be individual person talking and transcribe it.
Really?
Yeah, so we can just tape this now and see what everyone's, in the future, the computer can, like, figure out what everyone's saying.
Oh, there's Leo. It looks like he's a little hungover for
Leo time. Laporte.
Yeah, Leo Laporte.
Used to be on the Tech TV.
Right. Well, he's on Tech TV in California now. He has Call for Help.
Canada?
Yeah, techtv.ca.
Canada.
Right, and then he's back on G4 Network, which used to be Tech TV. And he also has his Twit podcast, which is making good money.
Yeah.
And he has books. He's on Regis and Kathy Lee. Kathy Lee's not on anymore. Who the hell is it? Kelly.
Yeah. So it's, you know, this is the thing. I mean, this is the place to be. If you're a podcaster, if you're into the new media, good place to be. This is like historic. People in the future will be wondering about this. This is the Woodstock of podcasting. Okay. So I'm anxiously waiting for the keynote speech here.
What time is it, Frank?
We'll
press it back.
We'll talk very softly to try to move on. It is 8:58 a.m. on the West Coast.
Hey, you see this?
No. Podcasting for Dummies. Why didn't I get one of those?
I don't know. Look at this. You can win a
portable WordCast.
iPod Nano.
I want one.
What is this? Do we have to check it?
WordCast. I'm recording this, podcasting.
My head is exploding right now.
Frank,
this is too exciting.
I know, there's so much stuff going on.
Disneyland.
People are launching new products and services here.
As we speak.
I know.
Audacity.
Yeah.
What's that?
$100 bill.
Really?
What?
Sorry.
Oh, you're...
Sorry about that.
That's illegal. You can't reproduce money.
What the hell? No.
Yeah, look at that.
What is that?
Where did you get this stuff?
It's in the bag.
What bag?
You took a bag out front.
What are you talking about? I have no bag.
It was on. Remember, I picked up the bag and I dropped it?
Oh, I didn't get one of those.
But you'll get one on the way out.
Yeah.
There's tons of bags.
So you think, like, we're going to get, like, rich from this whole podcasting thing?
I am.
Yeah.
Because I'm a promotional whore.
Yeah. And I'll just wallow in obscurity, as always.
Frank, you're going to be there, man. I'm going to force your ass to do that.
Put in a good word for me with Adam.
Yeah.
Actually,
don't worry, we'll get
it. Here we go. We'll record the very beginning of this, and then we'll pitch it. We are anxiously waiting.
Should we go to the booths?
I don't know. We have to blow off some of the conferences or something. Well, in between, we have time, so.
Not a lot of time, dude.
Huh?
Not a lot of time.
I don't know.
Tomorrow I gotta blow them off, too. I didn't find you. I'm supposed to go to a pool meeting.
Yeah.
3 o'clock. If I knew that, I would have saved my $250.
I know. I paid $125 to do all these conferences. I got it cheaper than you, but...
Bastard.
Because I got it on eBay. No one else bid on it. What do you want?
Yeah, I said it should have been that. So that guy lost money, then?
No, he just... No, he won it. As a
oh, he
contest.
Won it. So he made good money.
Yeah, he just made money. That's cool.
Some hot woman.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but there's, you know, I mean, because the ratio is probably like 70, not 70, but like, what, like
90, 95 to 5 male,
something like that.
Yeah. This is big. There are several people on the podium. They look like politicians, don't they?
Yeah.
They're all sort of standing around, there's flags behind them, you know. My fellow podcasters. There he is, Leo Laporte. We're waiting.
show has grown. It's really a testament to how podcasting has grown, of course. So thank you very much for being here. We're on a tight schedule all day for the next 2 days. We've got a lot of things going on, so we're just going to jump right into it. I'll introduce our first keynote speaker. A little switch. We're going to have Jason Calacanis go first, and then Leo LaPorte will go after him at 9:30. But Jason's the CEO of Weblogs, Inc. It's probably the most well-known blog network on the internet. It was recently purchased by AOL, many of you know. But some of you may not know that that's not the first time.
Tonight.
On my knees. One day is fine and next is black.